Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.
Hi, everybody. Jeff Joniak, and welcome to this week's Keys to the Game. The Bears move into Dallas to meet the Cowboys in Sunday Night Football. Let's start with the offense and running the football. A productive and time-consuming run game travels well. The hope is the Bears can open up with a powerful and drive-sustaining rushing attack against the Cowboys. They are permitting 4.8 yards per carry after two games. Now, that kind of production would keep the Bears ahead of the chains and give the quarterback some enviable options in the passing game. It's a very aggressive Cowboys defense and sometimes over-aggressive, creating opportunities for the offense. Defensively, I say keep growing. That young secondary is making plays on the ball. Cornerback play preventing a couple of red zone touchdowns against the Eagles. Tackling, though, needs to improve on first contact, which is a significant key against the Cowboys. And star receiver Dez Bryant and venerable tight end Jason Witten. Creating pressure will again be enviable against rookie quarterback Dak Prescott. He is playing error-free football so far, but keeping him in a tight pocket could net the Bears some positive results. Bryant over the middle and intermediate to deep routes will take a committee approach to prevent the big play. On to special teams, one big play. That's all you're asking for. And Eddie Royal has given the Bears some excitement once again in the return game. 31-yarder in week one, a 65-yard touchdown in week two. It's a veteran weapon that gives the return unit confidence and creates field position. Another big play from somewhere on the special teams unit is a key, either a big return or a takeaway. And my intangible is all about the red zone. The Bears defense made some big plays in the red zone in the loss to the Eagles, who had a 50% touchdown efficiency rating on six attempts. When the field shrinks, that kind of play can turn a game, especially against a young quarterback. Dallas, on the other hand, held Washington to just two red zone field goals, and they had an end zone interception by Barry Church to shut the door on the Redskins. That red zone and who wins that battle, likely the biggest key to this game. That's going to wrap us up for this week's Keys to the Game. Bears in Dallas Sunday night. Thanks for watching, everybody.